Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
And of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a smooch.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Christina Podnar. Christina with a K. The book is called The Power of Digital Policy. I encourage you to check it out, folks. You know, I promise you, this you'll wind up leaving it on your desk because you want to be want it to be handy. A lot of good stuff in here to help you transform your business from analog, when appropriate, to digital, when appropriate. Again, you've heard me say this before, don't transform into digital anything that your customers, that doesn't help your customers. It's all about the customer. Right, Christina?
It's all about the customer, and, you know, you nailed it on the head, Jim. I keep saying, I think, in a different way what you are saying, and that is use digital but balance out your risk and the opportunity. If there's a risk that you're going to put off the customer at the sort of benefit of your opportunity, it's not the right mix.
Well, say, and you know, one of the ways you can do it is adopt new technology to help you lower your operating costs so you can hold your prices down for your customers. You still make the same profit, and your customers don't get a price increase. How about that? But don't do it so that when they touch your technology, you know, they have to, I just go to so many places. I go in, physically go in there, or I go there online, or I call them on the phone, and they make the technology a barrier to entry, and I go away. So that's what other people are doing, too. Christina, let's talk about digital policy. Why do small business owners need a digital policy system?
Well, you definitely need digital policies no matter who you are today. We talked a lot earlier about GDPR and privacy. We are becoming more privacy-aware users online. So anybody that's actually looking to use digital needs to have some basic policies in place. Usually they refer to at the very least, the privacy, security, making sure that you're not going to get hacked or breached in terms of data because that could cost you your whole business. And even things like accessibility, meaning that you actually are making your technology accessible to those who have a disability, like visual, hearing, or even as we look to baby boomer generation, things like motor skills and using a mouse become a little bit of a challenge. So if you're going to be using technology, make sure you're using it the right way in protecting your business, and that's really what digital policies are. They're a way to ensure that you put some guardrails in place that keep you safe, but make sure that you take advantage of digital for what it's worth.
Well, one of my policies around here is making sure we have peer-to-peer system. I don't have a single server in the office. We have peer-to-peer. We're connected over the over our network, but not through a server. And so I tell everyone that you're responsible for behaving properly with your email. Make sure you don't bring some kind of cyber criminal into our operation. Also, you're responsible for making sure that your security system is backed up. You know, and sort of help get them to help. We keep up with it too, but get them to help me to tell them they're responsible for their machine. What do you think?
We all have to be responsible for our own machines. In fact, what a great example. This morning I had received an email, a prepared email from my colleague who I trust and regularly interact with. And it said, oh, the invoice you requested. And so I looked at the email and I thought about opening it, mm-hmm. right? But then sort of something inside of me said, I'm not expecting that from her.
Right.
Right? She didn't mention it, didn't expect it from her. And sure enough, it turned out to be a Trojan malware.
She got hacked, didn't she?
She got hacked. She was hacked.
I got one like that yesterday from a close friend, and I said he wouldn't be sending me that. Folks, and your employees, especially if they're not quite as tenured as you are with regard to this kind of thing, or if they don't listen to this show every day, which we talk about it all the time, Christina, mm-hmm. if they don't do that, they would click on it and they'd say, well, who's sending me an invoice? Well, how much is it? That's the first thing you think. Well, how much is it? And folks, it's a nightmare. You're running a nightmare down there. And that's part of the policies, isn't it? An example of policies.
That's a great example of a policy. And, policies don't have to be really, really formal. I always say they can be written on the back of a napkin and put onto the board in the kitchen area next to the coffee. So you know, it doesn't have to be something onerous, but what you do have to do, like you said, Jim, you have to get everybody in your business to understand what are the threats out there, even if they seem, you know, sort of far-fetched. Trust me, they're realistic these days. People are taking all kinds of fuzzy tactics. And so get people up to speed on.
If you really want to get their attention to make sure they do it, just say, this is a you bet your job policy.
That's right. That's a good way of putting it.
Get their attention. Hey, Christina, I need your website, please.
Sure. Everybody can head over to thepowerofdigitalpolicy.com. And lots of resources, information on the book there, but also lots of free resources, including how to set up your policies if you're doing this
and
on your own.
And how they can contact you if they want you to help them, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
She does that, folks. Check it out. Christina Podnar, ladies and gentlemen. Christina with a K. She'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.